Hey guys, so we just got off of an amazing launch for a client, and I'm going to break down for you what worked, what didn't, and how we played a small, tiny little piece in our client's $400,000 month. Cue that intro. Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're going to break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Oh my gosh, you guys, this has been seriously a whirlwind of an exciting period for one of our clients. So we have a client who is a coach, and she is someone who is just wonderful. She's magnetic. She's just such a joy to work with. And she knows her mission. She knows her market, who she wants to serve, and she knows her message. This is what I stand for. This is what I don't. And we had the privilege of playing just a small part in this massive launch that she had. On the front end with Facebook advertising, let me just tell you, this was crazy. We were getting $12 purchases for her challenge that costs $47. Can you believe it? Like $12 purchases, and we got thousands of purchases. And it was such a powerful experience to see what happens when someone knows their message, their mission, and their market. When someone knows those three things, we're able to come in and be like a turbo jet that you just strap on the back of your business and absolutely blow up. Now, it's not something we can do for every single client, but for this client in particular, it was seriously so exciting to see this. And her lifetime value was worth over 10 times what we were acquiring people profitably into her funnel for, which was just absolutely mind-blowing. So there were a couple things that we did in this launch process that helped us to get massive success for our client. Now, the very first thing that we did, and this was kind of a little bit counterproductive when it comes to time. Technically, most people would say, why in the world would you take the time to do this? But this was a huge part of this success that we had. Now, to give you some perspective, this client used to make $30,000, $60,000, up to $100,000 a year. And she is having her first $400,000 month, which is just so exciting. And I know that, like I said, we played a part in it, but she obviously had to have her own business and everything. So we just are like a turbojet on the back of her business. But one of the things that my team did is we actually read her entire book before we got started on managing her organic social media, before we got started on really hitting it off with this client and having great success. It wasn't something that happened at first. So at first we were trying to adopt her voice. This is just total transparency. We were trying to adopt her voice and understand what she sounded like and trying to sound like her. But it wasn't until we decided to slow everything down, step back, and have everybody read her entire book that we started nailing her voice. And I still remember the day that this client messaged me and she said, oh my gosh, that post, I almost commented on it and said, that is so good. And then I realized it was my Facebook page. So it was going to look like I posted something and then said, that is so good in response to it. So when we stepped back and read her book, we truly understood her message, her mission, and her market the way that she understood it. We lived, ate, slept, breathed her message, her mission, and her market. And that was absolutely revolutionary for our agency, this process of really diving in and understanding our clients. And it just kind of made me think, like, how often do marketing agencies just try to throw some copy together? And, you know, I think we've all been guilty of it at different times, just trying to post something on social media without truly immersing ourselves into our clients' work and understanding their heart and why this is so important to them. But when we step back, it just like transformed the whole process. So every single post that we started putting out resonated with her people. Her people were like, yes, yes, this is so good. This is on fire. the moment that we understood who she was, what she was about, and who she was trying to reach and how she could help them. It just was absolutely transformational. But one of the things that we did is for this client, she had an industry where it's really tough to get Facebook ads approved. And one of the things that we did is I made sure that I knew the Facebook rules inside and out, that we weren't gonna get any accounts shut down. And I knew that her funnels were not gonna be Facebook ad compliant. So we actually created a bridge, which was a mini chat bot where people could comment to be added to the mini chat sequence. So once that happened, then they were either put into one of two places, either added to the wait list for the next big challenge, the next big launch that she was gonna reveal, or they were going to be joining the challenge right away. Now, that post that we created that triggered the mini chat sequence, it started collecting a ton of likes. I'm talking thousands of likes. And one of the things that we realized that we could do is rather than reinvent the wheel, rather than trying to come up with something new and hoping it would work, and maybe it would, maybe it would take some time to get traction, we reused that post for the waitlist and for the launch campaign because it was the top performing post that we had, the top performing ad, and we ran pay-per engagement ads to that post. Now, the way that we did this, obviously it can be difficult to change the text on a post without having some issues with Facebook ads, or sometimes it won't let you do that once you've already done it unless you delete all your ads and start over from scratch, but we didn't want to do that. So what we did is we actually used the fact that it was a mini chat sequence to our power. So when we were in the period of the wait list, we changed the language to being about the wait list. And when we went to launch, we changed the verbiage within the mini chat sequence to being about the launch. So now we have this awesome post that has like 6.6 thousand comments, and most of them are positive. It has like, I think it was 60,000, maybe it was 30,000 likes or something crazy, just tons of social proof, hundreds, if not thousands of shares. And every single time that we run ads to this post, we grow her wait list for the next launch, or we're actively in launch mode. So this one post we're able to reuse and repurpose because it ultimately gets people into the ManyChat sequence, and then we rely on the ManyChat sequence to ultimately deliver the verbiage as to whether it's about the waitlist or about the actual launch. So it was really, really powerful. It worked so well. We got this client, like I said, a massive ROI, profitably acquiring customers into their funnel. And it was just overall what I would consider to be a wildly successful launch. It was phenomenal. So I hope that these little techniques and strategies that we used are helpful to you. And if you enjoyed this episode, just do me one favor. Be sure to leave me a review and share with me how you've enjoyed Social Media Secrets. It's super helpful to me. It helps me to know what you love, what you want more of. And then that way it keeps me going because I'm extroverted. I love feedback. I love dialogue. I love all of that. So give me a 5-star review, share your experience so that way more people can find this awesome podcast and I get energized to always be leaving you tons of awesome, valuable gold inside of Social Media Secrets. So I'll see you next time.